Safety standards at chemical facilities across the country haven't changed much in 20 years. New attention to chemical safety came last year in the wake of the deadly fertilizer explosion in West, and last month after four workers died at a DuPont chemical plant in La Porte, Texas, apparently from exposure to chemical fumes. California Senator Barbara Boxer is the chair of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. She thinks changes aren't being made quickly enough. Here, Senator Boxer is talking to David Michaels, the director of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA.
I'm asking you, what is your goal for finishing this list that you have to finish? Will it be before President Obama leaves office? Will it be done by then?
A congressional report requested by Democratic Senator Edward Markey from Massachusetts showed that many facilities nationwide are still categorized as vulnerable, despite the president's executive order. Texas has the most facilities with hazardous chemicals, 1,424, 34 of which are in population centers with over 1 million people at risk in a worst-case scenario. Senator Markey says there needs to be additional consideration for water treatment plants that contain chlorine and fertilizer facilities that store ammonium nitrate, the active ingredient in the West explosion and the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing.
We would do well to recognize that preventing every accident, attack, or natural disaster is impossible. But what can we do to prevent the worst consequences of these events? What can we do to recognize that catastrophic accidents and attacks using chemicals have already happened? What we can do is to heed the wake-up calls that point out the cost of our failure to reduce the frequency and consequences of chemical accidents.
Representatives from the EPA and OSHA did not provide a specific date when regulations might be proposed. Texas lawmakers have proposed legislation that would require ammonium nitrate to be stored in fireproof containers and in areas with fire sprinklers. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.